الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Just a quick addition to the talk before Salah. Why women do not drive in Saudi Arabia? As I said, because we treat them as queens, and that's why I have only one queen, and I do not want to have two, three queens in my life. Only one queen, so I can obey, you know. The other thing is that I want you to announce again what we earlier announced, that inshallah on Wednesday, we're going to have, after Maghrib, additional talk. It is based on questioning you, not you questioning me. So I'm going to ask you, and it is going to be upon the pillars of Islam, how to fulfill them. By the meaning, the shahadatayn, what do you know about them? The meaning, the pillars, the conditions, the nullifiers, the salah. What do you know about the pillars of salah, the obligations of salah, the conditions of salah, now the nullifiers of salah, times of salah? How can you know what time you start praying? They also, we're going to talk about sujood al-sahw, the different types of sujood al-sahw. Naam. And yani the like of things. Naam. Istikhlaf. Okay, istikhlaf meaning if the imam for any reason leaves the prayer, who and how can take his place, be in charge. And the other thing is that we are going also to talk about the performance of fasting, Hajj, and generally zakah. Just yani generally, we don't want to get into too detailed, but generally, because everyone knows yani what is zakah and how to perform zakah. I have no problem to have your book with you, read the answer, no problem. And it's not necessarily to be memorized. You can get that from the website. If you would, you can get to my web page, my website, andforall.net, and you can find many lectures, but all are audios. You can get it from there if you would, under the title of the pillars or the explanation of Hadith Jibreel. You can get it from any website, from any book, as you like. Naam. But this is my gift to you, as you were too kind with me. I'm giving you extra lecture, extra hour. Because Wednesday, on the schedule, we have nothing, and I'm traveling on Thursday morning. So on Wednesday, we're going to conclude it. And after Isha, you're not going to talk. I'm going to talk. I'm going to give a talk titled by The Final Advice. The Final Advice, inshallah. So please, if you have found any excuse not to attend in the previous days, try from now on to have yourself free on that day to come. This will yani be so greatness from you, kindness, generosity, and I'll be very happy if I see you all. Jazakumullah khair. And now to the talk that we are planning to talk about, which is titled by Purifying the Soul. تزكية النفس. الله عز وجل قد أخبرنا في كتاب العزيز قال قد أفلح من زكاها، قد أفلح من زكاها. الله تعالى said he would be successful the one who purify his soul. فكيف نزكي أنفسنا؟ How to purify our souls؟ يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى، ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى عنوان السعادة، عنوان سعادة العبد ثلاثة أمور. The real pleasure of the slave is in three things. إذا أنعم عليه شكر، whenever he is given a grace or a blessing, he be grateful to the Lord. وإذا ابتلي صبر، and whenever he is brought on the trial with poverty, sickness, whatsoever, then he be patient. وإذا أذنب استغفر، and whenever he commits any sin, he repents. ثلاثة أمور، three things. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن، as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said wondering to the matter of the believer، إذا أصابته سقراء شكر، whenever سراء meaning good thing approaches him, he be grateful to his Lord. وإذا أصابته ضراء صبر، and whenever he receives a calamity or any harmful destiny, then he be patient. نعم وليس ذلك إلا المؤمن، and he صلى الله عليه وسلم said this is only to the, for the believer. أعظم الشكر، the greatest way of practicing of being dutiful and grateful to your Lord، ما ذكره الله عز وجل في كتابه فقال اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. فهي عبادة، فهي شكر العمل يعني الطاعة، توحيد، اتباع السنة، the greatest way of gratefulness is as Allah تعالى said to آل داود act and do the deeds of obedience as a way of gratefulness. And very little number of people who are indeed grateful to their Lord. Gratefulness means to single out Allah in worship, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. أركان الشكر ثلاثة، the pillars of thankfulness or gratefulness three. أن تعترف بها باطنا، تعترف بأن هذا من الله. You admit that within yourself that this is only from Allah. To know that this is only from Allah. It's not because of your intelligence. It's not because of your muscles. It's not because of the position of your father. It's not because of your tribe. But it is from Allah. Allah is the one who selected you to be the one who receives this kind of blessing or grace or position. والتحدث بها ظاهرة، and speaking about this grace that Allah Ta'ala gave you to the people in a way to show them the blessing of Allah upon you and to show them that you are grateful and dutiful slave to your Lord. كما قال الله عز وجل وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث، as Allah Ta'ala said And verily by the blessing and grace of your Lord, speak to the people. Meaning, speak to them about it. Show them that Allah Ta'ala bestowed these graces and mercy and blessings upon you. والثالث صرفها في مرضات الله. The third is to spend this grace that Allah Ta'ala gave you in the way of pleasing Allah. In the way of pleasing Allah. By these three, you have then fulfilled the pillars of gratefulness. By missing one of them, you are not a proper grateful to your Lord. So you have to admit it inside your heart that it is only from Allah. And you have to speak about that to the people. And then you have to spend it only on the ways that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Now, الصبر له أركان, the pillars of patience. Pillars of patience. It is holding the anger, holding yourself from objecting the destiny, holding your tongue from complaining to other than Allah. But not, it does not necessarily mean you don't complain to the doctor or anyone ask you how you feel. You say, well, I feel today, for example, worse. It's not, this is not from objecting the destiny. But what is objecting destiny? It is to say, for example, look, I'm a worshiper to Allah, but I'm still suffering of this. This is bad. You complain whom to whom? Against whom to whom? So you have to be careful. And you also hold your body limbs from what displeases Allah. The like of when you, for example, have someone die who you love, like parents or wife or children, you hold yourself not to do like the kuffar and arrogance. Start screaming, you left us, you gone, you this, or you hit your cheek, or you cut your clothes. All this is not from the patience. And by that, you be a person who is purifying yourself. Beside these two, seeking forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala said that Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, وَقُلْتِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. نوح said, I said to them, meaning his people, seek forgiveness of your Lord, from your Lord, as he is going to send rain upon you, bring vegetation for you, turn your land to gardens and run the rivers in them, and will provide you wealth and children. All this only by seeking forgiveness. Only by seeking forgiveness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, I seek forgiveness 100 times a day. So seek forgiveness. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to admit the grace of Allah to him. And he used to say, وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Oh Allah, I admit your grace and blessing over me, that you bestowed them over me. And I admit my sin. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admits his sin, who we don't know innocent for him? What about us who are covered from top to bottom with covers, with sins? So we have to look after ourselves. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, Al-Arifu Billah, the one who knows his Lord, يَسِيرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بَيْنَ مُشَاهَدَةِ الْمِنَّةِ وَمُطَالَعَةِ عَيْبِ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَمَلِ. ثلاثة أمور. If you want to know that you're somebody who knows Allah very well or not, respect Allah very well or not, then check these three things that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said. That the one who is the arif, meaning the one who knows his Lord, walks towards Allah, meaning he spends his days and nights between looking to the grace from Allah Ta'ala with a grateful eye. And at the same time, he checks the defects of his own self, sins, mistakes, and correct them. And the third is the amal, meaning to act upon the worship. You have to continue worshiping Allah Ta'ala. So, you have to be a great slave to your Lord. And to perform the great slavery to the Lord is to be by two principles. To fulfill two things. To do two things. Hubbun kamil. Complete love to your Lord. Wadhullun tam. And a complete humility to your Lord. You do not find yourself arrogant with your Lord. And you need to know that the heart cannot be steadfast on the way of Allah except with two things. First, أن تكون محبة الله تتقدم عنده على جميع المحاب. That the love of Allah comes first before every other love. فإذا تعارض حب الله تعالى وحب غيره سبق حب الله تعالى حب ما سواه. And whenever there is a opposition or a contradict of the love of Allah with the love of others, then the love of Allah comes first. فرتب على ذلك مقتضاه وما أسهل هذا بالدعوة وما أصعبه بالفعل. And as a consequence of that, person should receive the reward from Allah. But what an easy claim it is to be a lover of Allah, or to be someone who loves Allah. But it is very difficult to work on it. When we say difficult, it does not mean impossible, but it is difficult. And when we say difficult, it means that you need to work more harder to work more harder, not to give up hope, but to work more harder. And as I said yesterday, the real matter is not to love Allah. The real matter is that Allah loves you. You need to know how to make Allah Ta'ala, or how to gain the love of Allah. You need to know how to gain the love of Allah. And we said yesterday, the like of what Allah Ta'ala said in the hadith of Al-Wulaya, and my slave will continue doing the optional deeds up until I love him. Up until Allah loves you. So by these things, and the second thing, of the two things that make the heart steadfast on the way of Allah, is that the greatness of the understanding and observation of the greatness of the command of Allah, so you respect the command of Allah. You do not ignore the command of Allah and the forbiddings of Allah, so you do not exceed the boundaries of Allah, so you glorify Allah, as in the ayat of Surah Nuh, which I recited earlier. He, Allah Ta'ala, said that Nuh alayhi salam said to his people in the ayah 13, Surah Nuh, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why don't you glorify your Lord by seeking forgiveness, straightening up yourselves on the way of Allah? From the signs of respecting the command of Allah is taking care of the boundaries of Allah, learning them, knowing them, and check yourself in every worship you do. Do I know the conditions of it, the pillars of it, the obligations of it, the perfection of it? Did I work on that or not? And the second is to perform these worships in the time determined, and to go for very fast to do it and perform it. And whenever you miss any of these worships, you feel sad. So if you don't feel sad by missing a prayer, then you need to check your heart. You need to check your heart. It was said that Ali radiallahu anhu, whenever he missed the jama'ah, and he very rarely could have missed the jama'ah, but whenever it happens that he missed the jama'ah, he stands by the door of the masjid and he says to the people, give me condolences. They say, who died? He say, I lost my one prayer. Say, I lost my one prayer. To that limit, they used to respect their prayers. And you have to be careful of the nullifiers of the deeds. And first of all, the Tawheed. You do not commit any of the nullifiers of Tawheed. Showing off, bowing or prostrating for other than Allah, sweating for other than Allah, swearing by other than Allah. And also, you be careful of abandoning the sunnah. And whenever you commit any sin, whether it is by abandoning a wajib or committing a muharram, forbidden thing, then do as what Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ Verily the hasanat removes the سيئات. And as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها. And follow the evil with the goodness, it will erase it and remove it. فهكذا يكون العبد بعد هذه الأعمال قويا في دينه. By that the slave becomes very strong in his religion. ورتب العلماء ذلك على ثلاث منازل. The scholars said that all this is of three levels. Or it has يعني, the signs of three levels. علامات تعظيم المناهي. If you want to know if you are somebody who respect the boundaries of Allah and you don't exceed them, then you got to know these things. If you always push yourself away from the places of fitan, whether it is the fitan of sexual desire or fitan of income or fitan of positions, if you push yourself away from this, then you are on the good track. But if you find yourself going to that and you obey yourself on what it calls you to of the fitan, then you need to check your iman. And the second is when you find yourself, whenever people commit anything, you feel sad and angry. Why these people committing the sin? If you get angry for the anger of Allah, when the muharim of Allah are exceeded, then you are, inshaAllah ta'ala, on the right way. And also if you want to know if you are on the right way or not, check the commands of Allah before you. Do someone who is always looking for the excuses not to fulfill the duty, the obligation, then you check your iman and heart. And you have to all the time do what Rasulullah ﷺ told you to do in order to purify your soul. As he ﷺ said to the Sahaba, أَلَا إِنِّي كُنْتُ قَدْ نَهِيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ أَلَا فَزُورُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمُ الْآخِرَةِ. Verily I commanded you, verily I forbid for you to visit the graves. Nay, but now I command you to visit as it reminds you the Akhirah. Ask yourself, when was the last time you visited the graveyard? Just to visit the graveyard, not to follow janazah. Just to go as a reminder. How many times? And this could even be by visiting the kuffar graveyard without giving any dua or salam. But you say, Abshiru bin Nar, as the Rasulullah said. But at the same time, you go there to give the reminder. These people were on ground, walking. They were rich. They were powerful. They were having authority. Now they are nothing. What about me? Is it too far away for me to be in their place? And as Isa Salam said, أكثر من ذكر هذه من الذات. Remember a lot the destroyer of desires, the death. And remember that the death never knock any door. The death never ask any permission. The death approaches people even at the middle of their power and life and wealth and children and soldiers. How many people you know that passed away, maybe very young, maybe very healthy? So get the reminder. Don't let the life attract you. ولا يغرنكم ولا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. These reminders beautify the soul and purify it. But ignoring it is not good. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remind the Sahaba time to time to charge their hearts with Iman. Recite the ayat which strikes the heart. As Rasulullah said, "Tiyabatni Hudun Akhawatuha." Five surahs, Hud and Akhawat Hud. Rasulullah said, "Make me have gray hair." Why? Because if you look to Hud and the other four surahs, Hud and Mulk, Al-Waqi'ah, Takwir, Wal-Mursalat. These surahs include reminders of the day after. Recite Surah Qaf, recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Read these surahs to see what's going to happen there. What's going to happen when you die? What's going to happen at the process of dying? Recite where Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qiyamah, التفت الساق بالساق. You know what does that mean? You need to look to the interpretation so you know when you recite and you make an effect in your heart. التفت الساق بالساق. The soul is grabbed from the feet, grab, like the throne, grabbed from the wet wolf, clothes, breaks everything in it, cut everything in it, like that. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ألا إن للموت سكرات. He himself, صلى الله عليه وسلم, suffered of the hardship of death and pain of death. That's why we need the Ikhwan to have a reminder, to strike our hearts, to awake, to work for tomorrow, to ignore whatsoever pulls us away from the Jannah. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرزقنا وإياكم حسن التدبر في آياته والتفكر، وأن يرزقنا جميعا الرجوع إليه، وأن يجعلنا وإياكم ممن إذا ذكروا تذكروا، وأن يجعلنا وإياكم دائما أبدا ذاكرين لله، مؤتمرين بأمره، منتهين عن نهيه، دائما الاستغفار، دائما الدعاء. نسأله عز وجل أن يرحمنا في هذه الدنيا بترك المعاصي، وأن يرحمنا عند موتنا بتهوين النزع لنا وتهوين سكرات الموت علينا. ونسأله عز وجل أن يرحمنا إذا وضعنا في قبورنا بتسهيل إجابات الأسئلة وأن يرزقنا الثبات فيها. ونسأله عز وجل أن يبعثنا يوم القيامة آمنين وأن يجعلنا في تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا عرشه وأن يجعلنا ممن يريدون حوض نبيه وينالون شفاعته وأن يجعلنا ممن يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب وأن يجعلنا في الجنة من رفقاء نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن وآباؤنا وأمهاتنا المسلمين وأزواجنا وذرياتنا من المسلمين إنه على كل شيء قدير بالإجابة الجديدة والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.